Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
You're the you should be mad. You've got my back. There's times when I stop at this, you tell me. Cause you won't give up on me, no matter how bad I go wrong. Jesus, you're the one who always has my back. Even when I go and treat you bad, Jesus, you're the one who don't hold your love back. Even when I'm sure you should have been mad, you've got my back. Well, Jesus, I've got sins that you know I cannot hide, but you say you'll leave me out, so let's settle.
Forgiveness.
Yeah.
I have one thought every time I have to forgive someone. I don't want to. Doesn't seem to do me any good. Just being honest. I think part of the problem, and it's a great question, and we all struggle with this, is there's a lot of stuff that's forgiveness related that people tell you have to do for forgiveness to count. That doesn't actually apply to what Jesus is talking about when we talk about forgiveness. And there are people in our lives, unfortunately, who want to use the concept of forgiveness to manipulate us. And when you don't know what forgiveness actually is, it makes us very easy to manipulate. You have to know what you're talking about in order to know when someone's trying to get away with something, right? Okay, so when we're talking about forgiveness, we're going to put out what we call some left and right limits. We're talking about forgiveness. Here's what we're talking about doing. If we get too far this way, that's not good. If we get too far the other way, that's not good. Forgiveness is about a few things, and it may be different to what you've heard. So let's look at these one by one. Forgiveness is about you. Forgiveness is something you do for yourself. It has nothing to do with the other person. People, you got to forgive me. You forgive me, so that means you can't bring this up. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't make me feel like this. None of that has anything to do with forgiveness. We'll get to some out later. That's about repairing your relationship. Forgiveness is between you and God about something that happened to you. You don't actually need anybody's input or permission to forgive them. Hallie read a verse during the launching pad from Ephesians that says, just as in Christ, God forgave you. God did not need you to sign off on your forgiveness. That got taken care of. He did not ask you how you felt about that or if you thought you had actually done something wrong. That was just taken care of. You don't need anybody's permission to forgive them. Forgiveness is about letting go of something that has happened to you so you can move on with your life. Forgiveness is about freedom. Forgiveness isn't about having to do things with another person. Forgiveness is about being able to either move on from something bad that happened in a relationship in order to make that relationship better, or sometimes it is about being able to move on from a relationship full stop, period. You can forgive someone and never want to see their face again. As a matter of fact, unfortunately, it's a heartbreaking thing. There are people in this room, there are people listening to this, who things have happened to them, have been done to them, that it is in your interest. You have to go before God and get forgiveness for that other person. But it is never a good idea to be in the same room as that person again. That's okay. That counts as forgiveness. Forgiveness is about being free of something. Forgiveness is about courage. It's not about punking out. Somebody, the guy wrote the question, said, I don't want people to think I'm going to punk out on this stuff. To be able to get a hold of some forgiveness means you have done a couple of things. It means that you have decided something not okay was done to you. Again, going back to, you don't need the other person's permission to forgive them. You don't need them to agree that what they did wasn't okay. You get to make that decision. Forgiveness is about taking control of your own situation. Forgiveness is not about giving up control. That's where the manipulation comes in from other people. Especially if you get people in your life who maybe aren't Christian and know that you are, and they want to use that. Every non-Christian knows that Bible verse about you have to forgive people. I don't know if they hand it out. Everybody knows that Bible verse. I don't know about y'all. My family did not have a Bible in the house growing up. Somewhere, every aunt and uncle got a hold of that verse and committed it to memory. You must forgive as Christ forgave you. At the top of their note. And they use that to try to convince you that that means I can treat you any kind of way I want to. You got to be Christian about it. Don't ever be. If you want a little good life advice on the bridge, don't ever be Christian about anything. Being Christian about stuff is always a terrible idea. You got to be real. But forgiveness is about taking control. Because when you forgive someone, you are acknowledging they did something wrong to you, and you're acknowledging that that's over now. Emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, this is the first step towards you not letting that have control over you anymore. And when you look at forgiveness that way, it makes a lot of sense that there are people in our lives who don't want to be forgiven. They want to still have that control. They want to have an argument. They want to have their side of the thing. Their side doesn't come into forgiveness. Now, if we can get a hold of that forgiveness piece, then we can move on to this other stuff we've been talking about. I think this is where things get muddy, so stick with me here. There's forgiveness. That's between you and God. Now, then there's rebuilding a relationship. That is in the same circle as forgiveness, but it is not forgiveness. We are not instructed and commanded by Jesus to rebuild relationships with people. We are instructed and commanded to forgive. That is a condition of our own heart. Now, if you're going to rebuild a relationship, you've got to get some buy-in from the other person. You can't offer forgiveness to someone who will not acknowledge that they've done something wrong. That's just true. You can't go to someone. You can forgive someone in your heart, and they can be all weirdo about what they actually did. But if you want to actually let them know they are forgiven, which is the first step in rebuilding a relationship, and they want to get away, well, with a lot of people said a lot of things and this, that, and the other, and maybe you, woo, woo, woo. No. That's not what we're doing here. Again, forgiveness is about taking control. That's why it takes courage. That's why it takes maturity. You have to be able to look someone in the eye and say, if I've done something wrong to you, we can talk about that later. Right now, we're talking about this. Because I'm forgiving you of something. Forgiveness is an action. And the last step on this whole rebuilding relationships thing is allowing them to rebuild trust. And that happens a little bit at a time. And again, I want to be very clear. You don't owe anyone that. We say this a lot at the bridge. Forgiveness is given. Trust is earned.
Yes.
You can't give anyone trust.
Right.
You can offer trust and they can build that with you. But it takes two people to build trust.
Yes.
Let's jump to this scripture verse here on the PowerPoint. This is in Colossians. Paul says, before we jump into this, I want to remind us that this whole thing we're looking at, what does it mean to forgive someone the way God forgives you? Well, we know that's the stipulation, right? You got to forgive people the way God forgave you. What does that actually mean? I think we're going to find out here in Colossians 2. At one time, you were dead in your sins. Your sinful nature was not circumcised. If you don't know what that means, feel free to ask Glenn after the meeting. God gave you new life together with Christ. He forgave us all our sins. He wiped out the written law with its rules. The law was against us. It opposed it. He took it away and nailed it to the cross. Again, at no point in that process of God forgiving us did he need buy-in from us. That all came after. That came when we wanted a relationship with God. Relationship's a different thing than forgiveness. It's a very sharp point. I want to piggyback on it. Pastor Davis pointed out that a lot of times the words that the Bible is using about forgiveness have to do with canceling debts. If you owe someone a lot of money and they cancel your debt, they don't have to tell you. It's just canceled. You don't have to sign on the dotted line for them to cancel the debt. The debt is theirs and they've decided to cancel it. Now, if they want to know that you've done them a favor, they can tell you. You can accept that. You can be thankful. Here's the thing. The only thing that God is commanding us to do as far as forgiveness is let it go. That's what forgiveness is about. That's where we're going to start. That's what we're going to focus on. Someone has done something to you that is not okay. You're not okay with it. God's not okay with it. I don't care if they're okay with it. But to hold on to that is weighing us down. It's not letting us be who God wants us to be. It's filling us with bitterness and anger and regret, and none of that is going to help you get to where God wants you to be. Let it go. Now, there are two more steps if someone else wants to buy in. Someone else wants to meet you halfway and still have a relationship. I want you to do these two things. First is let it go. If you've done that, you have forgiven. You have met your biblical directive to forgive someone in your heart. But if they're interested, you let them know. If they want to admit they've done something wrong, you can let them know they're forgiven and you're willing to let forward. Let it go. Let them know. The last one, if they're okay with that second part, if we can move on from there, let it show. Build forgiveness. Build up some trust. And they have to let it show as well. That's a two-part thing. If you want to know what biblical forgiveness and what the big Bible word says, reconciliation, which just means putting a relationship back together, let it go. Let them know. Let it show. Amen?
Amen.